So let me get this straight, Commander Sofia Jimenez said. Her gaze turned from the ocean waves that crashed 100 yards in front of her to look at the two men seated on beach chairs to her left. One of them, Commander Lance Baker, was her friend and fellow squadron mate. He was also possibly her boyfriend, if things worked out the way she hoped, and the owner of the house on whose back porch they sat. The other was an alien, Sterup Golchak, whose nation was at war with the Overlords. Since Earth was allied with the Overlords, that technically made him the enemy, although humans and Cardonia, the nation Golchak hailed from, were genetically so similar that they could both have been members of the same race. For all she knew, they were.
You guys met with the Terran Federation president?
Jimenez asked. Baker nodded. I sat about this close to President Harvey. Vice President Petrushev and Chen Rongji were also there,
as well as a number of security staffers, Golchak added. In Malta?
We think it was Malta, Baker said. We didn't get to do a lot of touring. Golchak nodded.
It was hard to see out of the back of the truck they threw us into.
Jimenez swept behind an ear some of the dark hair that had gotten loose in the breeze.
And now he wants you, she stared at Baker, to go to Golchak's home planet as some kind of ambassador?
Pretty much. Sophia tilted her head.
They realize you're not an ambassador, right? That you're just as likely to stick your foot in your mouth as to say something tactful?
Ow, Baker said. That's kind of harsh. If I'm so bad, why are you here?
Because I like you, dummy. That, however, doesn't mean that I can't-
Easy, Golchak said, holding up a hand.
You aren't saying anything that he hasn't already said himself.
She didn't need to know that, Baker said, looking at the alien. Whose side are you on, anyway?
The side of the pretty woman, of course, Golchak said with a smile. That doesn't change the fact that it's true, though.
Baker chuckled. Yeah, it is. The smile faded. I told the president I'm the wrong person for the job, but he said I'm the best person for the job since everyone thinks I'm dead.
I can't imagine that having a synthetic intelligence on your side was a drawback, Golchak noted.
What do you mean?
Baker asked.
His co-pilot, Irina Koslova, had uploaded her personality and everything that made her who she was, aside from her body, to the system of Baker's fighter, using the new uplink software, and was now a synthetic intelligence. Since Irina was able to roam through computer systems at will, the president had in fact told Baker that he intended for her to spy on the Cardans, but Golchak and the rest of the Cardans weren't supposed to know. Golchak laughed.
It doesn't take a mental giant to know that the president and the rest of his staff hope that Irina will be able to breach our computer systems and find out everything about us.
They didn't.
Of course they did, Golchak said. I would have done so in their place. If you're going to be an ambassador, you're going to have to work on your lying, Jimenez said. Even I knew that was a lie and I wasn't there.
She chuckled.
You should stick to the truth. You're much better at it.
Baker could feel the flush racing up his neck, and rather than say anything else to make it worse, he took a drink from his beer.
Here's the facts as I know them, Golchak said. You're a good guy, not terribly sophisticated, especially as far as being an actor on the galactic stage goes, but an all-around good guy. You would help your friends if they asked. You're a good pilot, made better by flying with a synthetic intelligence. You should stick to that.
I would if I could, Baker replied. But?
But the president has put you in a difficult position.
Golchak nodded. Yeah, Baker sighed. I don't see how I'm going to accomplish everything I've been tasked with.